The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. It's Happy Halloween today, and it's All Hallows Eve for some of you that celebrate that. And you know what? It's actually a celebration for a lot of things. In all the things we talk about metaphysically, it's one of the thinner veil days. So, and we had the Mercury retrograde start today, so we have lots to talk about. But what I'm going to focus more on today is what's coming in November, and that starts tomorrow. So we're working with angel insights and guidance. And what I mean by that is, what can we do positively with all the different shifts of energy, influence from the different alignments that are going on out there? There's the different things we're feeling in the transition. The guidance that comes from angels is always positive. Your spirit guides, same thing. It's always a divine higher frequency that helps you raise your own frequency, to help you lift yourself, to grow in a soul way. So that's what we focus on here. And, you know, everything can feel sometimes like a challenge. And then there's also a side to it that, what can I learn from this? This is like a growing pain. This is a little uncomfortable, but you know what? I'm going to find my way through it, and I'm going to be better for it. That's what we're wanting to focus on. So I do want to say hello and welcome to everyone. So we're working with November's energy. November's energy is the manifesting energy. We have an 11-11. We have tomorrow is a 1-1-1 day. Then we have November 11th, which is another 11-11 day. Okay, that's a bigger 11 day. But there's always this massive amount of spiritual transformation in the month of November. It just is the way it works. For those that keep seeing the numbers, ones and everything like that, yeah, you're relating to what I'm talking about. And the energy in November will move quickly. So we're going to work with that energy today of what to expect that's coming up in the next month for us. The retrograde is there. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago. That retrograde, there's a lot of benefits to the retrograde that started today. If you haven't been feeling it ramping up to this actual moment, it would surprise me, because I know we've all been feeling it in different ways. But there's benefits. So go back a couple of weeks and listen to that show or that episode. I really went into that retrograde, which is what happens today. And you'll feel it. You'll feel it for a few weeks, okay? But doesn't mean it's a bad thing. Does not mean it's a bad one. It is the last retrograde of the month. So with manifesting and intentions, that's what we're going to focus on today. That's more of a law of attraction. Like, what do we want to attract in? What do we want to focus on? What do we want to bring into our lives? What I find very supportive is when I ask angels about that, I always feel like they just surround me and they're smiling. Because, of course, they want to lift us and help us. Of course, they want to help us move into a different mindset that is more beneficial to us, raises us up to be in a higher dimension of life that's happiness, all of the above. And sometimes we just get so frustrated thinking, well, that just doesn't work for me. Well, law of attraction is also about what you believe. You can be saying a lot of things, and then it's, do you believe what you're saying? And there's a path with that. There's a way to approach it. And this month has a bit of a speeding up feeling to it, which also manifests things quicker. So that's why I think feel that we should talk about some of the intensified momentum that's happening here, because it's moving faster. It's not taking as long to manifest things that we focus on. We can manifest positive and negative, so keep that in mind. So don't panic if you find yourself in a slump or you feel like you're not being positive, because you can always shift it around. That's where your intention comes in. And we'll work with that a little bit today. I want to welcome everyone that is tuning in from many different avenues. We have Transformation Talk Radio, our network. They are also live video streaming over on Facebook, and I've shared that on my Facebook pages if you want to join over there. If anything comes in over there, if you have any questions or anything that you put in there, they'll let me know about that. I also have my YouTube channel open and my live stream over there, and I see some people that are starting to join us over there, so I want to welcome you there. Hello to Donna, Judy, The Journey to Becoming Me, and Robin, awesome, and Shadana, oh, wonderful. You guys, beautiful smiles. I feel your smiles, and everybody's ready to talk about law of attraction, I see, and being more positive, and the ones, the whole thing. Absolutely, that's what we're doing. Now, for those of you that have felt that October was a bit bumpy or rough, I mean, we were talking about some of that intensity last week with the Scorpio energy. You'll feel that a little bit. Yes, Venus is also rolling in, and we will talk about a lot of that. Now, if manifesting and intentions are the key focus for November with the ones, why is that? The ones, that number is new beginning. In numerology, it's a new beginning. It's a transformative number. Things are changing. It's not what it was. It's a brand new something. It's a brand new. Okay. Think about that. And as we move through the month, we have it intensifies, because it sounds like, wow, it's going to speed up. How are we going to keep up? Remember what I was telling you. If you were listening last week or the week before, and I've mentioned this a few times, remember, when you feel like you've got to go fast because the energy is moving fast, you actually need to take a deep breath and slow down and ground yourself. And to do the opposite. I know, but that's what you got to do. And it feels kind of like that doesn't feel like what I should do. It can, if you're not paying attention and you're not grounded in your now and you're not present, you can feel like you have to keep going faster and get into a chaotic mode. And how many times has that happened? I mean, I even have to catch myself like, wait, stop. I don't want to be like that. And I take a deep breath and I stop and I slow down. Remember, just slow it down a little bit. Ground, catch your breath. You've got plenty of time. You've got plenty of time. I know it feels like it's moving faster. It's a different kind of faster. It's not move faster physically, it's manifesting faster. You don't have to wait as long for something to come to fruition that you're focusing with your law of attraction on. Yay, right? Okay, that's, it's kind of an amazing energy, because if you're going to manifest what you are, you're going to manifest what you are, what you believe. So you can think and you can want, but then there's this part that comes in. Do you believe it? Is it you? Is it your energy? Are you filled with this energy? Is this what's coming from you, so to speak? And so that it can get confusing for some. And if they're brand new, it's like, oh, well, I want this and I want that and I want this and I want that. It's not really intended for that, but it will manifest what you're focusing on or what you are. What are you? Who are you? What do you believe? What are your true intentions? Those intentions are very important. The intention behind what you're trying to do. So that's it. That's kind of like a quick overview of how this works. But we're going to move into how November and how the angels bring insight on, you know what, you can do this. I'm there. I've got you. You're going to be fine. And, you know, sometimes we just feel so overwhelmed. When it moves fast like that, that's what I'm hearing a lot from a lot of people. It's a bit of an anxiety or an overwhelm. Anxiety is really a representation of fear, really. You're panicking because you're not sure what to expect, and it's a fear of future, really. And when we acknowledge, I'm just nervous. And acknowledge and respect that you feel a fear coming up, and then it helps it come to the surface so you can release it. That I've noticed can help a lot. It kind of takes that mountain down a bit. This mountain that seems huge. You call it, you bring it, you address it. You go, hey, I know you're nervous. I know you're scared. I know this is moving fast, but it's you can do it. And it really does help. I know that sounds like, what, really? Yeah, no, it does. And you're telling yourself this, not just somebody else saying, it's okay, it'll be all right. Mm-mm. You want to be able to say that for yourself. You want to be able to say to yourself, hey, I know you're scared and I acknowledge that. I respect it. That's part of me. I get nervous. Then you take a deep breath and you go, you know what? I feel it, but we're going to still do this. And then we're still going to move forward. And you're going to find that you grow through it and you gain strength. You gain inner personal empowerment. And you're overcoming things that would hold you back in the past. And that's a big one. That's a positive for you. That's what you want. And so there are just to get started before I take a quick break, November, at the very beginning of the month, right at that beginning, at that first 9 days, you have Venus in there, which is all about your relationship and love and stuff like that. But it's also moving into Sagittarius. Well, and you still have your little bit of Scorpio. So there's a little bit of a kind of a dynamic mix there, okay? And then you've got Pluto, remember, shedding all the layers off. And Mars, which is a very Aries, let's do this, let's do this. So you're going to feel the energy building a bit for a few days. And then it will just have a bit of intensity. You might find that it's harder for you to be patient. Or you might find that you're feeling a little more intense about things, or a little bit more annoyed, and you just want to acknowledge that, yeah, I'm feeling that, or I might feel a little more irritable about something. It's just bringing those things to the surface that you're working on to improve. It doesn't mean, oh, you're a big, big mess, a big failure. It doesn't mean that at all. It's going to show that for all of us. And for sometimes with an empath, and this is not an excuse to think it's never you, but sometimes you might be finding that you're absorbing everything around you more than you really want to, no matter how good you think you are at it, because I have to watch it too. And then you realize, wait a minute, now a good clue of that is if you're just fine and then all of a sudden you're not, that's more than likely absorption of something else. Remember, energies are really swirling around. It can catch us off guard sometimes. Once you acknowledge, wait, I was fine. That's not mine. But here's the other thing that I really want to address, and I want you to hear. It might be, oh, I'm just absorbing somebody else's. That's not to push it off on somebody else, not somebody else's fault. We let it in. However, we let it in and we try to process it like it's ours. And then it almost becomes ours and we don't realize it. And now we're, okay, you hear me? So that's when you want to pay attention to what I'm saying, because you want to go, okay, I was fine. I was there for somebody else, or I was around something. Now I feel a little off. Now I feel like I'm not okay, because now we think it's ours. It could be, it could not be, it could become that. You address it and you go, no, 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 no. No, this isn't mine. This is letting it go. And once you acknowledge, a lot of times that's half the battle. Acknowledge that. Acknowledge that I just let myself get thrown a curveball and it whacked out the rest of my day. It doesn't have to. You can stop right there, acknowledge it, and go, you know what? That's something I need to be aware of within myself that I do. Okay, that's where you take this challenging energy and make it a positive. And then you turn it around and you go, no, I'm just going to let that one pass right through me. And it passes through. It's more of a, you're not holding it. It's not like it's your responsibility to hold it and keep it and you know, be the fixer of everything. That's kind of a tendency with an empathic person. You absorb and think it's all yours to do, and we almost become controlling because it's now we got to fix everything. No, you don't have to fix everything. You fix what's right. You fix what's yours. You work on yours, and you got to let the rest of it pass through without the anger. We don't blame somebody when that happens. We don't blame ourselves either. I mean, these things happen. Life happens. We get tripped up. This kind of energy is going to show our weak spots, our shadows, the things that we need to improve on or we need to release and let go that's holding us back, that's keeping our frequency lower. It's a good thing for us to know what they are. How would you ever get rid of them if you didn't know what they were? So keep that in mind when you're processing the energy, when you're manifesting and your intentions. Okay, so we'll work on some of that. Now, that first week might feel a little intense this first week, but that's going to be clarifying what needs improvement or what needs letting go or what needs healing. And we send love to the darkest parts of us. We acknowledge and we know that that's a part of us, and we accept that, you know what, that's just something I have been feeling. And you accept it and then you heal it. It makes a big difference. So I want everybody to hang tight. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to really start diving into the rest of the month with the manifesting part and all the stuff we really want. We need some tools to work through when the challenges hit. We can talk about challenges all day long, but what do we do with it when it pops up? That's what we want to talk about. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Dream on, lie high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
You know that moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Well. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. So talk to you later.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com and visit jenniferzellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Welcome back to the show. All right, let's talk about some ones and some manifesting and intention energy that we have coming up. Now, remember, first week, it's like 7 to 9 days, might feel intense because it's bringing up everything that you need to know about. Okay, we got that part down. Now let's move on, because if you really look at it, the whole month of November, what is that? That's in numerology, the number 11. You don't reduce it down. It's a master number. So it's a very spiritual number. The whole month has a connection that way. And then each day, actually, so you have November 1st would be 111. November 2nd would be 211. So you have all these numbers, if you worked with angel numbers, about bringing you in a gradual pace of connection with spirit and spirit guides. Your spirit guides, your angels, a very positive connection can happen. Your intuition can be heightened and you can actually connect. So if you've been working with that, if you're on a spiritually awakened path, you're feeling some of this anyway, and you go, whoa, okay, what am I going to do with all that? This is traveling to higher dimensions. This is receiving the messages from higher dimensions for what you're asking for, that support, that guidance. That connection of ascension, feeling like you're in this higher frequency is a beautiful thing, especially after we went through the little bit of, okay, what's going on? Now let's go over into a connection, and you go into this connection and you're listening and you're receiving what you need. Everybody's going to receive in a unique way, but if you've been seeing a lot of ones, a lot of people do when they are on a spiritual awakened path, you'll see certain number frequencies. And I mean, it's so fascinating to me, because even if you never even heard of angel numbers or numerology or any of that, and all of a sudden you're seeing all these numbers all the time, or it's every time you look up, that's what you see. Those are messages I would pay attention to and I would jot them down. And I started doing this. I see numbers so often, and it's not always the same numbers. It becomes a decipher code and a language that you can communicate with your angels or spirit guides with. And I started to pay attention. Like every time something was just sticking out to me, I started to lay it down. And then you work with the message of that number, and you're going, they're talking to me. There is a full message there. I was seeing it quite a bit. It means that you've got to do a little homework on the meaning of all those numbers. It means you've got to put your effort and intention in. And I was doing that. I mean, I've worked and studied in numerology and things like that, certified. I don't like talk about it all the time, but you know, that's what I do. I also am fascinated by the numbers because they were speaking to me through the numbers so much. And I went, well, we have a decipher code right there, so why not use it? And then you have the retrograde that came in. Now, the retrograde, the Mercury retrograde, you know, yes, it causes us to slow down and review. So now we're looking at, we have this connection of capability. We have this opportunity to reach dimensions that are hard sometimes and work with our own spirit connection. We have these numbers that we're seeing frequently. Like, remember with the numbers, if you saw a one, that's a new beginning, brand new path. It's like it's just something brand new. And usually if you're on a spiritually awakened path or you just started on it, oh, wow. You can't see me. Oh, that's interesting. Thank you. I don't know what just happened with that. That's funny. Is everybody there now? Okay, sorry about that, guys. I don't even know if you could hear me. Could you guys hear what I was talking about? Mm. Okay. Anyway, so now I'm back. Let me know, guys. Everybody okay over there? Am I just now coming back to you? That's so funny. Mercury retrograde's having fun with us. So here we go. So if you had, where was I? Let's start all over. Let me just start over. I honestly don't know what you heard or didn't hear. The numbers, the 11, the month of November is an 11 month. That's a 1-1, okay? It's new beginnings, new transitions. Okay, I'm here now. Can you guys hear me? I don't know what's going on. Okay, now we're back. All right, we're just going to pick up where we left off. We have like one little gap where there was absolutely nothing. So we're talking about Mercury retrograde and technology, right? Don't you just love it? So November is an 11 month, okay? If you're seeing a lot of the number 11 or ones or a frequency or a sequence of numbers, then you want to pay attention to that, because for every number, like say you see four ones, 11, 11, that's magnified every time there's an extra one there, like one, two, three, four. If there's just one, okay, new beginning. If you see 11, 11, a lot of change, a lot of transformative new beginning, big changes, probably working pretty fast and moving along. So with all of us in November, we're feeling that as well. So we also have a retrograde. The Mercury retrograde, like I said, is playing with us. So now we're moving into the whole month has that energy of 11 or 1, because tomorrow is a 1-1-1 day. But you might be seeing those numbers all the time. And then it's, I don't know what's going on. Okay, they're telling me I am back, so I'm going to keep going. I'm trying to get through this. Talk about distraction and challenges. Okay, sense of humor with the universe. So here we go. Let's look at November 11. That is your 11-11 day. And that's the day that you really want to pay attention to what you were reviewing in the Mercury retrograde, which starts today on the 31st of October. So if you had, okay, saying they never lost audio, so I don't know. They're saying over in YouTube they couldn't hear, so it sounds like we're okay everywhere else. So, okay, taking a deep breath again. See what I mean about this energy, how it can spin you up, and then you have to get back on your grounding? See, I'm a good example of that right now. I'm trying to stay focused on what I'm sharing here. So if you want to connect with your angels, your spirit guides, you want to travel to those higher dimensions, you want to really receive that information, just taking that few minutes every day and just putting that intention, you're like, I really want to listen for the guidance I want to hear. Because in the retrograde time, that's review time. That's, we just had all the tough stuff pop up and show us, and it still will for another week. Then we have the retrograde reviews. Okay, I'm communicating, I'm listening. I got to slow down. I got to pay attention to the direction I'm going or the approach I use in my communications or listening or not or whatever it is you got going on. And then as we hit and approach that right around the 11th, 10th or 11th, because 11-10 is a big number that people see a lot, or 10-11 or 10-10. I know. That's a big one. I see that one a lot too. And those are numbers that are reminding us. We see those and you smile. So whenever you get a sequence like 444, angels are all around you and they're reminding you that a balance in life, mind, body, spirit, everything, relationship, work, where do you feel unbalanced? They want you to pay attention to that. That's a 444 number. They're letting you know they're around to support you. The ones mean, hey, big changes. Number fives are big changes, but number ones are, this is the beginning of a big change. Okay. So for example, most people are on a spiritual waking path, or if they just started it, they see a lot of ones. A lot of times that's why you start coming this way, because those ones keep getting your attention. How many times does that happen? Like, why do I keep seeing all these ones? Okay. The universe is getting your attention. It's working to bring you to where you'll listen to the messages. The ones and the numbers are a wonderful way to do that. It's one of the things that they can use in the physical world to connect with you. So every time you're seeing, a lot of people want to know how they can connect with their angel. Every time you're seeing these numbers, you are. Your spirit guides, you are. Believe it or not, I believe you are. And that's my personal opinion. I really do believe you are. I mean, that happens with me all the time. And when I check up on it and I do the homework, I just stop and acknowledge. I make it a priority. If I'm getting an unusual amount of numbers or something interesting going on that day, I just go, stop, let's look it up. It doesn't just happen with numbers for me. It happens with nature. I get signs and messages all over the place with all kinds of stuff. And the more you're open to that, the more that you'll see and receive. And then you will feel that connection too. And then you will feel like, wow. And for me personally, I can only share how it's helped me. But for me personally, when I really opened up to all the messages that spirit and angels send to me, and I get the answers, I get the guidance, I receive it all the time, but now I'm acknowledging it and I'm hearing it. A lot of times it starts with your ones, your 1-1-1-1-1-1 thing, okay? You're paying attention. It's like, are you listening? So Mercury retrograde is about that too. Am I listening? Am I communicating what I really want to say? That's what can happen with this. Now, we have a full moon coming in Taurus. That would be on November 12th, like right the next day. And that one's going to have lots of energy that supports goals and dreams, bringing them into reality. This is a major energy month where you can really start to work with tapping in and connecting. It has been. I mean, we feel this momentum moving. When I ask the angels, what about this message for November? Because what a month. What's going on here? Everything that you've worked hard on, you have a wonderful opportunity to tap into the energy, to not be afraid of what your dreams and goals are. That, you know, do you believe, here's the manifesting part and the intention. You might have all these dreams and goals, but are you still overanalyzing it? Are you still second guessing yourself? Do you actually believe you can succeed at it? What do you think? What are you believing? I hear what you want, but what are you believing about it? And that's where you want to go, you know what? Why don't I believe in this enough? Why do I have to keep reevaluating and second guessing myself? See, I have stepped toward manifesting the dream, and intention would be working on the doubt sections that are getting in the way. That's a block. Cancels out everything. So if you had a second guessing, or, you know, you overthink things or whatever it is, and that's pretty common. That happens. Like, why am I doing that? You have to ask those questions. You go, why am I doing that to myself? Why am I thinking about that like that? Why don't I believe I can do it? What can I do to improve? And you're taking a proactive step with an intention to shift that energy. And then you continue to work on it. So things like that are very, very powerful with manifesting. It can work. It can be very interesting when we find, this is what I want. And then we get frustrated when, why isn't it working? Because we have to remove all those lower frequency cords, those doubts, those second guessing. Do we really want this? Are we doing this because this is what we think we want? Things like that. Now, all this energy from October and this first week of November is helping to bring all that up to show you what could be holding things back. Then when you approach the middle of the month, 11th, and you move through the month, that lightens up, and now you're in a momentum to go, you know what? Here we go. Let's do this. Because we're finalizing all this major change that we've done through the entire month, through the entire year, actually, of 2019, in these last 2 months, because 2020 is a big year for being in the new. So we're wrapping up and we're really processing this. We're bringing this into a finalizing where it's like the final draft. You know, you write all these things and then you edit and then you come back and you edit and you do it again. We're in the last 2 months of final drafting what we want, what we don't want. And if you're focusing on what you don't want too much and not enough on what you want, think about where the energy's going for manifesting there, okay? Because that works too. And this is just a matter of practicing it, not being hard on yourself when you find yourself going in the direction you don't want to go. You just stop and you go, wait a minute, I got to do a self-correction here. And then you tweak and you go. But when you can strengthen and pick yourself up, and I know sometimes you're like, how does that work for everybody? I'm talking about spirit here. I'm talking about your soul. Your soul does not have any of that stuff going on. This is a soul thing. You're tapping into your soul and that picks you up. And this isn't for everybody. I know. And if you have something truly medically going on, I'm not even trying to replace that. Just please know that. I'm talking about a full-blown soul connection, trusting and believing in you, yourself, your higher self. And then when you are connecting and tapping and reaching out, hey, is there angels out there that could help me with this? Yes, there are. They always are there. Do we stop long enough to listen? Do we actually stop and slow down to pay attention to what they're trying to say? And that's another tip from what I was talking about. When the energy starts moving fast like this, in the physical world, we feel like we have to go faster. And that's not what you want to do. You want to actually slow down, take a deep breath, get your feet, you're grounded, you're anchored, then proceed. You'll find that you have to do that more often in the next couple of weeks if you haven't already. Has anybody been feeling like that? Like, oh, I can't seem to go fast enough to keep up with everything that's moving. You don't go faster. It's an energy frequency, not a physical speed. That's where it gets so confusing sometimes for people. And I know I've tried to explain that two or three different ways. And I know eventually maybe I'll get that through and I'm doing my best. We have a lot going on here now. Now I'm going to move down a little bit further to, now that's right at the middle, 11th and 12th. That's where you really want to start, you know, in this next week. Really think about what you want to focus on and manifest. What are your intentions? Look at the things that are challenging, that are showing you what you need to tweak, release, whatever. By the time we get to the 19th of November, Jupiter is coming through. And Jupiter is that one that amplifies and makes things expansive. There's a lot of energy flowing in November. I mean, there's so many things coming through. And now that you've got, okay, this was what was in my way. Now I'm going to connect and I'm going to work on my manifesting and my intentions. And when I find fear or an anxiety popping up, I'm going to acknowledge it and send it some love and go, you know what? I know you're scared, but we're going to do this. Then you go into Jupiter coming in. And guess what Jupiter does? Jupiter can make you feel like you can reach for the stars. It just is an expansive type of energy that pushes you even further. So like I said, it's not slowing down at all on the energy. But in the physical world, it's not a physical going fast to keep up with it. It's more of an alignment to the frequency. That's going to come from the soul. Your soul's going to help you do that. Your soul's going to help you, you know, this is what's feeling right for me. You might find that you're simplifying your life more versus trying to keep up with the crazy. And, you know, we really aren't going to see a lot of this alignment for 12 years or so. This is a really unique opportunity right now with the different things that are flowing into all of us right now. And so many people are changing and shifting and growing and finding a way to bring in something new for themselves, that it's just a matter of, wow, what do we do next? November is a transformative month. The ones are transformative. You're transforming. Everybody is. So I'm going to go to a break in just a moment here. Let me see how everybody's doing in chat. My goodness. Yes, I'm sorry about that, guys. I don't know what happened. I guess Mercury retrograde having a sense of humor with us. We had a bit of a gap there. But I want everybody to know. Yeah, it looks like they're just all listening. And anxious, anxiety. I'm seeing somebody writing about that, seeing a lot of the ones. And I think I did answer that now that I'm reading that. But, you know, if you guys, if you thought about what's causing your stress, like what's really causing the anxiety, it's usually a fear of, you're afraid of how it'll turn out. That's not trusting the approach. That's not trusting yourself. And then it's like, well, what could I do so I could trust myself more? What could I do to change that? And everybody's going to have a different answer here. So for me to put out one blanket answer really wouldn't be fair, because everybody's got a different answer here. Okay. Everybody's got something different going on. But if you are asking yourself these questions, and if you guys are in, by the way, I did put it out last week, but I made a meditation for the Angel Retreat memberships people. And it was has all these questions in it to ask yourself. If you haven't listened to it, if you're in the membership, go listen to that, because it'll help walk you through. Like, and then you're going to jot down the answers that you're finding come up. Like, where do you go immediately when you hear that question that you ask yourself? That's going to help. It's kind of a guideline to help you tweak this, because this is a very productive time if we apply ourselves. This is a very prosperous, abundant, manifesting time if we so choose to participate. And that's the key. Do you want to participate? I mean, you could just pretend like we're not talking about any of this and keep going. But I personally am really digging in deep for myself as well. All of this energy will help you do that. Everything that I have going on here with the show, I'm feeling it, you know, I'm feeling you, I'm feeling all of you. I mean, I found that I was feeling everybody at the same time, and I do feel that. I mean, how would I do intuitive readings if I didn't? But they were coming in very differently. They were hitting more intensely, like a bulldozer, and I thought, oh my goodness, why is it doing that? Because I need to calibrate, and I need to raise my game up. I need to level up if I want to stay with the ascension path. We all do. Everybody doing all of this, because it comes in stronger, or new things are coming in that we're not familiar with. We're continually, even people that do what I do, or guys, don't even think I'm going to try to tell you I know it all, because we're learning every day continually. And I share what I know. I share what I've discovered. I share what's worked for me. But please know that we're all in the game together of learning. And the beautiful thing is, we don't have to feel alone. There's so many of us on the path that are growing and ascending in this right now. And all of you are, if you're tuning into the show, but not just this show, any other type of connection with people that are like-minded, that are going through a massive spiritual awakening. There's a lot of us out there, a lot more than you would think. You might feel isolated in your area of the world, but you're not. It's growing and it's happening, and it's all brand new to a lot of us, and it's all brand new in a lot of different ways. So with that, the ones represent what? Something brand new, a beginning, literally, and it's like a whole new way of life we're all trying to figure out. That's part of the journey. That's part of the adventure. I've always been one to look at things like that as an adventure, like, ooh, how exciting. We're going to move into this adventure. It's different. We have no idea what to expect around the corner. If you're having trouble with that, that's a fear of the future, and that's your anxiety. And that's what you want to work on right now to release so you can get some move forward into the adventure. Don't be afraid of trying something new. So with that, guys, let me take a quick break here. When I come back, we're going to wrap up the show. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Okay, let's wrap the show up. I got a couple more things about November that I want to share with you. Am I there? I think so. Okay. I'm going to tell you what a interesting thing. So sorry for some of you that might have heard me twice, but we were just getting it worked out. Now, on the 20th, that's when Mercury stops being so retrograde. Yay. So for those that are feeling the retrograde of Mercury, you know, around the 20th, that'll start easing up, okay? Now, then we move into the new possibilities, the doorway opening after going through all of this, the waking up, the everything, the 24th, good vibes, Jupiter again coming through, and it's creative energy. It's a beautiful energy. It'll feel amazing. So that's right around the 24th of November. So when we get into the energy of amplifying Venus with Jupiter energy, we're talking expansive. And Venus represents love, relationships, finance, and then you have Jupiter expanding all of those things. That's a nice combination, guys. I want you to hear that. So it sounded like, oh gosh, we've got to go over this mountain to get to this Well, if you want to look at it that way, or you could look at, ooh, I'm going to learn all these things that are getting in the way now so I can be ready. And then when that energy comes through, I can embrace it. And I won't have all these tethers to me. I won't have all this stuff holding me back. And I'll be really ready to soar and expand further in those areas. So that's the part that I love. So we have like this beautiful cornucopia coming at toward the end of the month with a lot of beautiful things that are ready to come to us. So Sagittarius is in there, and Sagittarius likes to, you know, look at the lessons and the themes that are repeating and, you know, do all that kind of stuff. But that's okay because we're learning how to take it to the next level. Guys, we're all leveling up. That's what this energy has really shown me that it's wanting to do. So this is a big month. It's a big month. You're transforming. You're metamorphosizing. You're learning what was in the way. You're learning how to get out of your own way. And this all is part of manifesting. Because what frustrates people with manifesting or law of attraction is, why won't it work? Well, do you believe it? Why are you getting angry? It's, you're going to manifest more of the block if we get, you know, frustrated with that. So what we're doing is we're bringing up, oh, there's where I'm feeling that energy that is not working for me. And you're just making a choice. You're making a choice with intention. You might not feel it at the beginning. Don't be hard on yourself. It's more, you know, I really do get anxiety about not knowing what to expect. I'll use that as an example because it's a common one. And I'm going to choose to acknowledge it, honor myself, send that side of me love when it starts to feel that, take my deep breaths, and then still find a way to make some step forward in that direction that I want to do. Because manifesting and being proactive with it go hand in hand. We can think about it and say affirmations all day long, but we want to believe them. We want it to be who we are. We want it to be what we're proactively doing. Like, what are we doing about it? You know? So if you wanted to learn a brand new skill, oh, I want to be this. I want to be an expert in whatever. Are you doing anything to learn the skill? That's manifesting too. Okay. So, we're just keeping it real here. But when you do that and you show that you are applying and working with the universe, it comes even more. It just keeps coming in and it flows and it expands on that and it expands even more. And when you have a day that you feel off or down and you're like, I'm not feeling all that positive, and you're struggling with that focus is on something you don't want, you stop and you give yourself a time to clear that energy off. You give yourself a chance to go, you know what? I need to lighten up. I'm being too serious. I need to have some fun, and you need to get your mind off of it. Believe it or not, that works wonders. Sometimes we just need to lighten up, take a break, get our mind off of it, go have some fun. Then come back. Because when you're having fun, when you're laughing, when you are taking that break, it's more balanced. So for people that are seeing the fours a lot, think about that. Think about that. Remind yourself that, are you being too serious all the time? Are you trying to spiritually grow too much? I mean, are you trying too hard is what I'm trying to say. Be careful with that, because it is not a doing. It's an allowing, and it's a being. And you have to live in this world too. You have to take a break. You have to balance. And honestly, that's going to get you further. if that's going to get you further than if you tried to keep pushing through it sometimes. So I really want to make sure you hear that. Yeah, it looks like I could use some me time. Dr. Jen sending you some energy. Feel like you could use some me time. Take some time for you. And I do. And yes, and thank you. I have had, well, it's been interesting with the challenges of the technology. For 2 days in a row, just so you guys know, if I look tired, every device I have has been updating and then trying to get them to work together so I could even be here today. So I have a passion to be here because I love you guys. And I also want everybody to know that we all go through these challenges too. We all go through every bit of it. But I want everybody to know that there's a lot of love coming from me to you, and I also feel it coming back. And I appreciate that comment, actually. Yes, we have a lot going on, and I'm working on mine too. I want everyone to know that we're in a time of transformation. We're in a time to evaluate and decipher individually. And it's not even somebody else is going to tell you. We have to take that time for ourselves, and you're just going to listen to what the messages are coming through for you and then proceed. And remember, lighten up, take a break. Just like I'm doing, I am taking the rest of the afternoon. Thank you very much. And I also want to send a lot of love. And we're out of time, so I want to say thank you so much for tuning in and being patient with this interesting stream today. And we'll see you next time on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.